Chris, there are a lot of players here who might be, you know, a better athlete than you, but do you think you might be the most complete linebacker here?
Yeah, I'm confident that I am, and I don't know if there are a lot of players that are better all-around athletes. I don't think I get a lot of credit for it. I'm small, and straight line speed's not, you know, my strong suit necessarily. We'll see how the run goes tomorrow, but as far as what it takes to play football, I've got all that it requires.
What did the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year Award mean to you?
It meant a lot. I think we've got a lot of good players in our conference. There's a lot here. I'm with Max and Shazier and the Iowa linebackers, and plenty of deserving guys, so just to be really nominated for the award is meaningful, to win it's something extra special.
Todd McShay said you were one of the only people all year to stand up Ohio State's big running back. Do you remember the plays that he's referencing?
Yeah, it was second down from the goal line, and they just ran a little zone inside, and I was unblocked, and we met in the hole.
Being from Wisconsin, would there be anything special about going to Green Bay?
Yeah, I mean, that would be that'd be unique and something I'd definitely love to do. That said, there's a lot of organizations I'd love to play for. So I know there's a lot of fans in Wisconsin that want to see me in green and gold, which I'd love again. But, yeah, any team would be outstanding.
Have they talked to you? They have a real need at that position.
Yeah, I have talked to them informally.
Chris, the NFL has had a history of guys that aren't necessarily as tall. London Fletcher, Mike Singletary. Do you ever emulate some of those guys? Kind of watch them? Do you take something from that? And does it sort of feel like when you see that they did it, that, you know, it's possible you don't have to be a tall guy to play what you play?
Yeah, there's a lot of guys who've gotten it done at a high level being under 6 feet. And you mentioned London Fletcher. He's a guy I've watched. Zach Thomas, Chris Spielman's not. He's about 6 feet. So a lot of guys have played very well at that size. And, you know, they've kind of paved the way for guys like me.
Do you feel like people can't measure heart? That's the thing. You can measure a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, I think football is extremely important to me. It's my passion, so I put everything into it, and I think that's more valuable than a half inch or an inch.
What can you show here? What do you want to show here that you haven't shown already on film?
It's a chance to develop some relationships, speak with teams man to man. On top of that, it's the first chance to do the combine type stuff as far as physically. So those two things are going to help me a lot.
Have you spoken to the Browns?
I have.
Formal interview or just
informal?
Chris, in terms of toughness, how would you rate yourself, and what do you feel like that toughness comes from?
I feel like I'm the toughest guy here, or at least one of them. We got a lot of tough guys here at the combine, but played through things, don't complain, practice hard, all the right things, and probably the way I grew up. I've got four older brothers, six siblings, and we were playing sports all the time, so it's just kind of the way
I
operate.
To